Chapter 4. A Duke and a King. One morning, two men ran onto our raft. One man was young, and the other was old. They wanted to escape from some men and their dogs. They were not good men. They traveled from town to town, and they tricked people. Then they took their money.
"It's very sad for me to be here on this raft," the young man told us.
"I'm a duke."
"Wow,"
said Jim.
"Yes,"
the young man said.
"My English grandfather was the Duke of Bridgewater. His oldest son came to America. He had a son here, me, and then he died. The Duke in England also died. The dead Duke's second son, my uncle, tricked everyone. He told everyone, 'I'm the next Duke,' because my dead older brother had no children. But I'm the true Duke,"
said the young man, and he started to cry.
"But I'm a poor man in old, dirty clothes."
Jim and I were sorry for him, but what could we do?
"You can say, 'My Lord,' or 'Bridgewater,' to me,"
the Duke said.
"And you can do everything for me."
Jim and I started to do everything for the Duke, but the old man did not like that. He was very quiet all morning. That afternoon, he spoke.
"Look, Bridgewater,"
he said.
"I'm very sorry for you, but you're not the only important person here. I'm a king."
"What?" asked the Duke.
"Yes, I'm the King of France,"
said the old man.
"I'm Louis XVII, the son of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. Nobody knows the true story. I didn't die. I escaped from France."
Well, now Jim and I did everything for the Duke and for the King because we were frightened of them. Of course, they were not dukes or kings. I knew that. They were bad men. But we were together on a small raft now, and it is easier to live with happy men. I learned that from Dad. The Duke, the King, Jim, and I traveled together down the river. One day, our raft came to a town called Polkville. It was Sunday, and there was a preacher there. He sang, and the people all sang with him. Then the preacher shouted, and he put his arms up. Everyone shouted and put their arms up too. The king shouted with all the people, and then he went and stood with the preacher. The preacher asked him to speak.
"I was a pirate,"
the king said,
"for 30 years in the Indian Ocean. Yesterday, someone took all my money. Now I have nothing, but I'm happy. I'm a new man, and I have a new plan. I'm going to go back to the ocean, and I'm going to talk to all the pirates. I'll change them into good men. It's a long way to go, and I don't have any money. But help me, and I'll do it. And I'll say the same thing to every pirate. I'll say, don't thank me. Thank the good people in Pokeville. Thank the preacher there. He's the truest friend of pirates.
The king started to cry, and everyone cried too. People put money into a hat for him. The king cried more, and he thanked everyone. The prettiest girls kissed him. Everyone wanted the king to stay in their houses, but he said,
I'm going back to the Indian Ocean today.
On the raft, the king counted his money. He had $87. He bought us all some new clothes.